Deliciously Fun, the California Strawberry Festival, May 19th and 20th in Oxnard, is the ultimate berry bash for friends and family. With 50 food booths, concerts, arts and crafts, and Strawberry Land for kids, it's the perfect summer kickoff. Get your tickets today at castrawberryfestival.org.
Are you looking for a graphic designer who can service all your business printing needs? Do you need a logo or layout for a new printout or digital marketing campaign? Where to Print offers the highest quality print and competitive pricing on apparel, banners, and stationery, including 1,000 business cards for $25. Where to Print is committed to supporting local nonprofits and paying forward their good fortune to help make a difference in the community. Visit www.wheretoprint.com. That's www.wheretoprint.com or call 866-612-3345. And mention Printing with a Purpose for your 10% discount today. If you didn't know where to print, now you know.
Look Good, Feel Good by Kim features beauty products that will make you look good, feel good, and do good, including top seller Lip Sense. What is Lip Sense? It's a long-lasting, waterproof, smudge-proof lipstick that won't kiss off. Cynogen's products are not tested on animals, are vegan, GMO-free, lead-free, gluten-free, and wax-free. Check out their high-quality skincare, including the anti-aging complex of ingredients in Cineplex, the latest in technologies. Call Kim so she can meet with you for a personal one-on-one. 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs. It's just about time for the 42nd annual Thousand Oaks Chili Cook-Off and Craft Brew Festival. Get your taste buds ready to sample the best chili from the area's finest chefs. There'll also be plenty of gourmet food trucks, finest craft beers, as well as a dazzling array of classic cars. Add in two stages of music featuring country and classic rock, and a free and fantastic kid zone, and you get a can't-miss event for everyone. It all takes place on Sunday, May 6th, with family-friendly hours of 1 to 5 at Conejos Creek Park North on Janice Road at Highway 23 in Thousand Oaks.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests. Everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And, of course, where we talk about anything and everything. You never know where we're going to talk about. But I always like to start everything off with something uplifting, and I kind of want to remind everybody that life is a journey, not a race. And, I've just been writing a lot about this, is make sure it's your race, not somebody else's race, because they have their journey, and you're going to steal your journey from someone else. So anyways, I'm really excited. I've got my good friend Sherry Gaba here. How are you?
So excited to be here. It's been a couple years.
I know, and you've got a new book, and I'm really excited. We're gonna be talking a little bit about this, and it's The Marriage and Relationship Junkie and Kicking Your Obsession. So I'm really excited. I'm really proud of you. This is a great book, and I know you've worked really hard on it. So we're gonna talk with Sherry a little bit. She's gonna be co-hosting with me today and hanging with me. We've got a great show. We've got lots of stuff that we're giving away. I want to remind everybody, happy Cinco de Mayo Day, and be careful whatever you're doing out there. I've got a busy weekend. We've got the Chili Cook-Off and Craft Beer Fest. That is tomorrow, and I've got a booth there. I hope everybody stops by, and actually, I'm going to be doing the Kim Pagano and my Look Good, Feel Good, so I've got all my makeup out there. I'd love to share that with you for Mother's Day. today if I can help you guys and you want to, you know, get anything out there to look good and feel good, I'm right there for you. So with that, also I want to do a shout out to Relay for Life, and that is in Ventura. Love to always see everybody out there supporting that. I do want to give out our phone number here, and that phone number is 805-419-0008. We've got lots of winners that we've been, I thought, you know, probably people are going, who's winning? But a big, you know, shout out to Eric, Nancy, John, Beverly, and Chuck from just last week. And I'm sure I'll see all of those guys at some of the events that we've got coming up here. Also, we've got a great show for you today. And then Tom's going to talk about some of our great giveaways. So our first guest is Nelson. And of course, he is going to be talking about tomorrow's event. And of course, that is the Thousand Oaks Chili Cook-Off and Craft Beer Festival. Then we've got Mark and Chris, and they're going to be sharing about Susan G. Komen, Paint Away Breast Cancer. Then we're going to talk with Sherry. And then I've got my last guest is Neil Strauss, and we're going to be talking about his book. And, of course, his previous book, The Game, was a game changer for him and, an 8-time New York best-selling award-winning Rolling Stone journalist. So we're going to talk with him. This book is called The Truth, An Eye-Opener Through Love, Addiction, and Extraordinary Relationships. So we're going to talk with that. Again, Tom, you want to talk about some of our amazing giveaways?
And we do have tickets for the 42nd Annual Chili and Beer Festival that is happening tomorrow in Thousand Oaks. I was a longtime TO citizen. I love the Chili Cook-Off. It's a great party. And then there's Caneo Valley Days that runs May 10th through the 13th of May. We have tickets for that with rides and fun for the whole family. That's been going on, believe it or not, for 62 years. Is incredible.
Crazy, yeah.
What else? We do have the Garden Walk for Paint Away Breast Cancer. Tickets in the value of $45 for this event will feature a step-by-step art instruction. These are so much fun. When
they
you
are.
Get, whether you're painting a glass, a wine bottle,
I love it.
A portrait, any of those. It's such a good way. And on top of all that fun, you are going to give towards a great cause, which is a portion going to the good folks that are at the Susan B. Komen.
Susan G. Komen, there you go.
Yes.
And then we've got the Strawberry Festival. Do you have that down there?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
35 years of strawberries,
I know, yeah. So we've got tickets to all of those. And again, I'm telling you, they're going to be popping up. So if you would like to win any of these tickets, call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Leave us your name, your number, and your email, and one of our team members will get back with you. But we'd love to get those out to you. So I've got a few more tickets for tomorrow. If anybody wants to get to that 42nd annual beer chili cook-off, we'd love to have you there. That's happening in Thousand Oaks. And actually, I'm just going to like rock right over to Nelson here. And Nelson Buss, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you?
I am doing great. How are you doing today, Kat?
Good, really good. I'm really excited. We've already been sharing, but you're like the man that knows all the stuff that we're going to find out about tomorrow. So tell us, where is it at exactly so people know and what time to get there and all that good stuff?
All right. So it is at Canal Creek Park South, which is just behind the Thousand Oaks Library off of Dance Road.
Perfect.
There is paid parking available for $5. There's a free shuttle across the street to the event itself. There's also free parking available over at the Equestrian Center on Avenida de los Flores.
Perfect.
The event will be from 11 a.m. till 5 p.m.
Okay.
We have as well as the chili, obviously, is the main draw, but this year we also have a beer festival. We're going to have some craft breweries there, including 14 Cannon, Westlake Brewing Company, Bottle and Pint, Lady Face Ale and Brewery House, and Deschutes Brewing, among other breweries represented.
Nice.
We also have a fun kid zone that includes a bounce house, obstacle course, giant slide. There'll be face painting available and events like a water balloon toss.
Perfect, perfect. And, you know, I just had Justin on my show a couple weeks ago, but Justin Hunsinger, and you've actually got him as one of the entertainments, right?
As a matter of fact, we got two stages going on. Justin Hunsinger will be performing, as well as Highway Star on the Borderline stage.
Perfect.
There'll also be Cover to Cover and Misunderstood on the main stage.
I love it. What a great day. I'm so excited to be a part of this. So talk about some of where does all the money go?
The money goes out. This is a 100% event for charity. It is run by the Thousand Oaks Rotary Club. All of the proceeds go to benefit charities, including the Westminster Free Clinic, Caneo Valley Reading is Fundamental Program for the Caneo Valley Schools, Dreamcatcher Park, Canines for Warriors, Make-A-Wish Foundation, a whole bunch.
I love that. It warms my heart when, you know, when people could go have fun and they get to have fun and then they get to, you know, it kind of just gets passed on. It's a win-win for me. And I love that. I love when we do this. And that's why I don't know how many years I've been doing this with you guys, but I love being a part of what you guys do. It's just giving back and having fun at the same time.
We truly appreciate the fact that you are one of our longtime sponsors, and we really enjoy the fact that you promote it for us. I can't thank you enough for doing so.
You're so welcome. Talk to us about some of your other sponsors and you know, what it takes to be a sponsor on something like this.
So we have, our sponsorships are very diverse. We have everybody from waste management to various realtors in the area, including the Buff Lambert McKinley Group, Nate Hiramoto Haas, his realty company. Caneo Deals is a huge sponsor of the event and has a Roadrunner shuttle.
Got lots of them. I love it. So
California Lutheran University, can't leave them out.
There you go. There you go. So many, and it, you know, it takes a village, doesn't it?
It really does. We literally have hundreds of volunteers, including people from Ascension Lutheran University, California Lutheran University football team, the Boy Scouts of America come out and help us. As well as Rotarians, Rotaract, Interact students.
And what if someone wants to join your club?
Oh, good. There you go.
We will have a booth at the Chili Cook-Off for Rotary information. If anybody is interested in joining this club, getting involved and helping out, we'd be more than happy to talk to them the day of the event. We'll have people there, as well as anybody wearing a yellow vest. You can always spot a Rotarian at these events when they're wearing their yellow vest. Just walk up, talk to them. They'll be more than happy to get you involved.
I love it. I love it. How long have you been involved?
This will be my this will be my second year being a participant and running the event. But I actually, me and my friends have had a chili booth there for going on almost 10 years now.
Wow, that's amazing.
So, you see the BHMC chili booth with the guys with the motorcycles. Those are my friends. Be sure to say hi. And,
Okay, I love it. So let me ask you a question. If my listeners didn't win tickets here, which we're going to throw a couple more pairs out there right now, and I want to give out the phone number, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. If you don't win tickets right now, where do they go to get them, and how much are they?
Right now, you can get tickets on our website. It is chili-cook-off.com, and you can get those through Eventbrite. The prices are $20 for admission, and that's all the chili tastings you can get. $50 will get you into the beer festival and the chili cook-off as well. And just so everyone knows, children under 10 are free.
Nice. So I love that. And they have something fun to do while they're there. I love it.
Exactly.
And as far as if they show up there and they don't have tickets, is there tickets at the door?
Yes. Tickets are available for the same price at the door. So you are welcome to come down even if you haven't purchased a ticket yet. We would definitely be happy to see anybody.
Okay, perfect. I want to just give out that website one more time. It's tochilicookoff.com. And, of course, that's in my newsletters. And when you call up, make sure you're getting my newsletters because you can get all this information for all of my guests on all the shows and everything that I'm involved in. So I definitely want to make sure we're spreading the good stuff. And, of course, another great event as part of the Brighter Side of the 805. Nelson, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
You got it. I look forward to seeing you.
All right, take care. All right, we'll talk to you soon. All right, we're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be speaking with Mark and Christy, and we're going to talk about the Komen Paint Away Breast Cancer. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And in fact, I've got some tickets that we're giving away for this event, and it's actually down in Anaheim, and it's on Disney Drive. So I love to share those with anybody that would love to, you know, take a couple couple girlfriends and go do that, or family members, definitely call us right now at 805-419-0008. We'll be right back.
Tristology features contemporary, high-end quality sensual products for passionate play. Tristology is recognized in the industry as a leader and innovator for intimate toys that are classy and discreet. Tristology creates an environment where women are comfortable shopping. Tristology is about enhancing the relationship of couples and empowering women to their own sexuality through education and providing healthful, body-safe products for passionate play. Tristology not only sells pleasure products and lingerie, they offer seminar and classes too. For more information, visit Tristology.com or call 888-801-8952. That's 888-801-8952.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand-popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here. I do want to remind you that we've got a couple of things that we're giving away. We've got lots of things we're giving away. And of course, one of them is the Komen Pain Away Breast Cancer. And to tell us more about it, we've got Mark here and Christy. Are you both there?
We certainly are.
How are you?
Super,
how
thank
you been?
You.
Very good, very good. Always a pleasure to kind of share in this and get the word out for everybody. And of course, I love what you guys do there. So I'm so excited to share another great event. So tell us, you know, what is the Pain Away Breast Cancer and how and why is it, was it created?
So Christy will handle that. Yeah.
Perfect.
Thank you, Mark. I'm super excited about the event, actually. So it's called Pain Away Breast Cancer and it's happening May 12th at Anaheim Garden Walk. It's a wonderful location to hold an event like this because there's so many eateries and really just awesome things to do here. So we created the event to celebrate breast cancer survivors and fighters, and we're just making it an awesome family-friendly time to hang out and enjoy so many great activities.
Wow, wonderful. And you're the artist, aren't you?
I am. Yes.
Ah, how fun is that? Okay, cool. So, okay, again, give us the address where it is.
So it's at 400 Disney Way mm-hmm. in Anaheim, California.
Okay.
And so May 12th, the registration begins at 5 p.m.
Okay.
And at 6:30, we're going to be doing the 90-minute instructional art class, which you totally don't have to be an artist at all to participate because I make it super fun and easy and people a lot of times are really, really shocked at the outcome.
I love it. I did one of those before at one of my sponsors, and they're like, bring your whole party. So we did. And I was like looking around going, oh, gosh. Okay. And I was like, wow, all of us look really good. She did. You guys are make it so easy.
Well,
and
what are you exactly painting?
Yeah. What is the picture for this time?
So this is it's actually my best-selling item when I do painting parties privately. So it's a tropical landscape painting It's inspired by Hawaii because I have a background from there.
Uh-huh.
And so it's super fun. I'm going to be doing a sunset with some mountains and palm trees.
Nice.
Yeah.
And the people are actually copying it?
Yeah. Have you ever done one
no.
of those parties? Oh, my gosh. And you know what? It's so romantic and if for couples, okay? Or it's just so soothing for, you know, like we took a bunch. We did it twice. We did it one with just all my girlfriends. And then we brought it back with the husbands. And at first they were a little, I don't know. My husband's like, I don't know if I could do this, you know? And then afterwards he was like, this is really fun, you know?
Well, the great thing, Kim, this is on Mother's Day weekend.
I know.
So, you know, moms can come with their daughters or with their sons or their husbands or anybody.
Yeah.
And Chrissy actually came to our office and did this for the whole staff.
Oh, my gosh.
We took an afternoon off.
I like it.
We didn't have wine.
Okay.
But we did paint.
All right.
And it was fun. It was a real you know, team builder as well. And
yeah,
it was,
see what I mean?
You can do these at your office. You can do them anywhere. And she did such a great job.
And so we're
just really looking forward to participating with this. And she chose us as the recipient of the money that'll be raised. So we're really grateful for it. It's been a fun ride.
Okay, so really quick, Mark, how much is this?
What is it, Christy? $40?
It's $45.
$45. Okay, perfect. Very reasonable.
And then there's a special rate for survivors.
Okay, great. And where does all the money go back to?
It goes back to the services that we provide to women in Los Angeles, you know, direct services of trying to get mammography, assisting women with, you know, transportation and other things to get to their medical appointments and all of those kinds of things. Some of it will go to research because, of you know, 25% of everything that we raise goes to trying to find a cure through research.
So we
dedicate that, and we're really, really strong on that.
Again, you know what? All of these things that you make fun, like Christy offering this for a win-win, again, goes back to great cause, and you're out there doing fun things. So I love that. Mark, really quick, I know, I was just getting back from a trip for the race, Susan G. Komen race, but I heard it was amazingly successful.
It was one of the best years we've had for about 4 or 5 years.
That's awesome. And so how can my listeners get more involved in everything with it?
You can go to our website. It's KomenLAcounty.org.
Okay.
So it's pretty easy to remember. There's volunteer opportunities. There's all kinds of things that we always need help with.
Okay.
With events like this even. I mean, Chrissy's got a great team. But we're going to have some volunteers there, you know, handling it, registration and things like that. And we have events all the time that we need assistance for.
Okay.
And then you know, if somebody really has the capacity and the skill sets, there's leadership opportunities that are open on a higher level. So
yeah.
There's just always ways that you can get involved.
I love it. And Christy, really quick, if when my listeners want to go to this, do they have to register in advance, or how does that work?
Yes. So you want to register at AnaheimGardenWalk.com, and
okay.
It's all over the website. So it's on the homepage, it's on the events page, it's super easy. And if people want to register by getting the name stuck in their head, you can actually go to www.paintawaybreastcancer.com.
Okay.
And it'll redirect you to the link to register. So we're really excited.
Okay, perfect. Well,
yeah.
I look forward to sharing this. This will be in my newsletter also for my listeners. If you are driving, don't write this down. Just look in my newsletter. Or you can always call me at 805-419-0008 so I can give you all the information. But again, I love this. It's a great afternoon, and it's a great cause. So thank you so much for letting me be a part of Susan G. Komen and really giving back.
Oh, sure.
You should try to come down.
I also wanted to remind
your listeners that we have tons of family-free activities that are going to be going on that day, like henna tattoos. There's going to be a live concert by Timo. There's going to be balloon twisters. And just tons of bubble machines. I mean, seriously, it's going to be a blast for everybody involved. So even if you're not inclined to paint, just show up and enjoy all of the celebration.
Sounds really fun. All right. And
yeah.
Mark, to you, I will try my best to be there. I love being at all your events. So thank you so much for always including me.
Oh, sure. Thank you.
All right.
Such a strong supporter, Kim.
Well,
it's really, really, really appreciated.
Well,
you make a difference.
You got it. And thank you so much. Give out the website one more time, Mark.
It's at gardenwalk.com if you want to go to this event. And our website is ColemanLACounty.org.
You got it.
And
very
because
good.
Because it's an organization. And just look at it and see what you'd like to be involved with. Give us a buzz. Our phone number's there and everything else.
Great people down there. I love all of you guys. So, all right. Thank you so much, Christy. And thank you again, Mark. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank guys. You. See you May 12th at 5.
You got it. All
bye
right.
Bye.
Talk to you soon. Okay. All right. Well, again, another amazing event. Love standing and really helping to spread the word through all these events. Again, if you're listening right now and you have an event or you have a business or you have, you know, something that's happening that you want to share here on the Kim Pagano Show, please call me, reach out for me. And I would love to do my best to do whatever I can to help you share that. And you can call me at 805-419-0008. Or you can email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. Now I'm going to kind of give the mic over to Sherry Gaba here. And, of course, her book is Marriage and Relationships Junkie. And a little bit about you. You're a therapist. And, gosh, you got a lot of titles going on there, right? You have been a leading expert addiction therapist, correct?
Uh-huh.
You've appeared on Celebrity Rehab and Sober House. And you have your other books and now, of course, your newest book, right?
Yeah, it's like a reunion today because I remember doing the show 9 years. You know, you've been doing this nine or ten years.
Yeah.
So that was when my other book came out. So it's just really
and
funny
what's the name
that
of
here
your
we
other
are.
Book?
It was Law of Sobriety. And yeah. It was all about addiction and Law of Attraction. But I'm just like having like this
deja vu.
Yeah,
I know.
Because we sat here and we talked about that. But yeah, this has been something that's been in my mind for like 20 years. I'm someone that has had multiple marriages. Mm-hmm. And there was often a lot of shame around that. And so I needed to dig a little deeper and go, well, what is that about? And why did I get married so many times? And the answer is really, you know, not only was it a love addiction or relationship addiction, but really a marriage addiction. You know, the need to fill up my whatever I was feeling like I was missing, that emptiness, that numbness, that early trauma, you know, having a relationship, having love in my life was going to be the answer. And of course, it not necessarily is. Hmm. Not if you're not picking for the right reasons.
So what is love addiction and the signs and symptoms or like what, you know, what should somebody be like looking at?
Well, so it's a process addiction. It's a lifestyle addiction, unlike a substance addiction. So
okay.
You think of a substance addiction, you think of drugs or alcohol. So lifestyle addictions are things like love, food, romance, binge eating, sex addiction, internet, gaming, shopping, spending. Could even be things like gossiping, worrying. Those all become like, you know, habits that are causing your life to be sort of unmanageable. And so for a love addiction, the relationship is the person's only identity. And you actually get some of those euphoric states that a drug addict would get, and then you even get some of the withdrawal symptoms that a heroin addict would get when they need their fix. You actually like are craving that person when that person's out of your life. So it's definitely the opposite of a healthy love. It's obsessive, it's compulsive. Some of the signs and symptoms for some of your listeners is over-adapting to what others want, not having any boundaries, you know, not
so
being able to say no.
So does this kind of fall into codependency?
It's funny, you know, you can be a codependent and not be a love addict, but I would say that every love addict is a codependent. In other words, you can be a codependent in terms you're a people pleaser or you're codependent at work or you're codependent with your children, your drug addict children, or you're an enabler of your children. That doesn't mean you're a, quote, love addict. But definitely a love addict is a codependent, for sure.
So I just want to like really be clear on this. So a love addict is somebody who always has to have somebody in their life, right? Always is like thinking like how they can, you know, find out what they're doing or be. Is that what you mean?
It's basically filling an emptiness. It's filling a void. Just like a drug addict is filling an emptiness. It's filling a void. I often tell people about, you know, the story of being premature myself. I was in an incubator for 3 months. I didn't have that early attachment and bonding with my mother. And my mother continued to not be the most present mother in the world. So I had a lot of abandonment issues. So the only way I felt whole wasn't within myself, wasn't within my own body, my own essence. It was, you are going to make me feel whole. And I, you know, I still sometimes struggle with that. I'm single again. And it's kind of a work in progress, but at least I'm now conscious of it and aware of it. And, you know, really, Kim, my biggest goal for writing this book, honestly, is for that person out there that knows that they are so worthy of the greatest love ever. And they really need to wait and not settle, just to
settle. But doesn't love start with loving yourself?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes.
So if you love yourself and you're okay with yourself, which takes a lot of time. I mean, not, you know, you don't just wake up one day and go, okay, I'm good to go. I mean, some people are, but you have to really kind of, it's like a process. We're all in a process, right, of finding who we are, learning who we are, and then all of a sudden, you know, you bring somebody else into the mix and it could shake everything up, because now all of a sudden maybe they make you feel really good and then you kind of think, oh gosh, this feels better than I did before.
Well, but hopefully we make conscious choices, and if we know ourselves and we love ourselves, we're going to make those conscious choices. I was often in a place of low self-esteem. So basically, if I don't feel whole unless you're in my life, then I'm just going to pick anybody. And so often it was like, you smell good, you look good, I'll marry you, you know?
Right.
Like always the bride, never the bridesmaid. I mean, that's really what it came down to. And, you know, I just could, you know, I already had somebody waiting in the pen, you know, for when that one was going to end, there's going to be somebody else. So I had to do a lot of growing up. And, you know, I was kind of forced to do that when my my last husband, you know, relapsed on alcohol. I really had to do some real thinking and diving deep into what this was about and why I was making the choices I was making, and not to be a victim, but to be a victor and to help others, you know, look for the love that they're worthy of, find right. the love that they're worthy of. That's really what it's all about. And things are changing. Millennials today aren't getting married. Like,
well, you know, it's really interesting, and we need to take a really quick break, but I want to talk about disposable relationships. I think that what happened, I just wrote about this, is what happened to, you know, for worse, you know, forever, for good, for bad. You know, it's not always in the vocabulary anymore, and I kind of want that to come back.
Well,
because
I think we're going to learn more about that with your other guest.
There
you
go.
We're going to learn about commitment and intimacy and what that entails.
Exactly,
for sure.
Exactly. So we're going to take a really quick break, and of course you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Sherry Gaba, and we're talking about her newest book, The Marriage and Relationship Junkie: Kicking Your Obsession. So stay with us, we'll be right back.
Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good.
Look Good, Feel Good by Kim features beauty products that will make you look good, feel good, and do good, including top seller Lip Sense. What is Lip Sense? It's a long-lasting, waterproof, smudge-proof lipstick that won't kiss off. Synergence products are not tested on animals, are vegan, GMO-free, lead-free, gluten-free, and wax-free. Check out their high-quality skincare, including the anti-aging complex of ingredients in Cineplex, the latest in technologies. Call Kim so she can meet with you for a personal one-on-one. 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moore Park and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Trishology features contemporary, high-end quality sensual products for passionate play. Trishology is recognized in the industry as a leader and innovator for intimate toys that are classy and discreet. Trishology creates an environment where women are comfortable shopping. Trishology is about enhancing the relationship of couples and empowering women to their own sexuality through education and providing healthful, body-safe products for passionate play. Trishology not only sells pleasure products and lingerie, they offer seminar and classes too. For more information, visit Trishology.com or call 888-801-8952. That's 888-801-8952.
showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, I do want to give away something. And of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. 419-0008. I've got Thousand Oaks Chili Cook-Off tickets. That's for tomorrow. And it's their 42nd annual beer festival, and that's happening from 11 to 5 over at Creek North Park and off of Jans Road. So call in. We've got tickets for that. Also, I've got tickets to Conejo Valley Days, and that's happening May 10th through May 13th. I've got some tickets for that, too. And if you are wanting to drive out to Los Angeles in the Orange County chapter and do some painting, Paint Away Breast Cancer, we'd love to share those tickets with you. And that is down by Disneyland. Very cool thing to be doing. And of course, that's all by Christy. Live music and a t-shirt. And the ticket value is $45. We've got tickets for you. I'd love to share those. And that's it. So we're going to get back. We're talking right now with Sherry Gaba, and we are talking about her book, The Marriage Relationship Junkie, Kicking Your Obsession. What do you mean by your obsession?
Love addiction is an obsession.
Okay.
It's the obsession for more, not enough. I want someone else, something new, something shinier. I was going to actually pick up from what you were saying about disposable relationships. When I think of that, I'm thinking about disposable dating.
Yeah.
Like nowadays, I think love addiction is really prevalent because of the way dating is going on with the apps and the internet. It's like swipe left, swipe right. And if I don't like you, I just ghost you. Ghosting is that new thing where people just disappear. I don't know if you've heard that.
Oh,
word,
I haven't.
Yeah,
no.
Ghosting is when, you know, you're having these texting conversations over this app, and then all of a sudden they're gone. And so this kind of like creates this anxiety for people. And you don't even know the person, and sure, you shouldn't really feel rejected. You don't know them, but you have invested something, and you're vulnerable. You want to meet somebody, and then they're like gone. So that can really like support
this love addiction. And it's called ghosting?
Ghosting, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they can get away with it because no one's introduced you to this person. It's just a technical way of meeting.
Right. It's kind of interesting. It's kind of interesting. Even, you know, Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or, you know, Snapchat, you see somebody and boom, and then they're, you know, everything's kind of not real. I love when I meet, you know, people that I've been like, we're Facebook friends. Now I know who you are. And, you know, it's like there's a real person behind it because you kind of just see that facade.
And are they really that happy in that photo? Because it's really just a photo opportunity. It doesn't mean that it's real. And that's another thing about being real when it comes to love addiction. Often it's the illusion of who you think somebody is or who you want them to be. You fall in love, you know, you're just going to fit that little, you know, square peg into a round hole. That's really what it comes down to. You're not really like making a conscious choice. Like, what is it that I want? What do I need? What is good for me? You know, what will make me happy? What is everlasting? What kind of family do you come from? You know, what are your values?
You know, what's interesting, and, you know, when you're talking about this, it makes me think of, there's so many people, I was not like this, and I was not brought up to do this, to make a list of everything I wanted before I went out looking. Like, but there's people that do that, and they're like, oh, I got everything but this last thing. I'm like, was I supposed to be doing that? You know, it's almost like looking for a car,
I guess it takes the romance out of it, right?
But you're looking for the most important thing that you're going to do in your life.
Yeah. So are you saying there should be a list?
There should be a list. Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, of, okay, what's their morals? What are their values?
How do they show up in the world?
Yeah.
What is their history? You know, I used to love, Dr. Laurie used to say, you know, the three things that really do deserve, let's say, a divorce would be addiction, chronic relapsing, cheating, and abuse.
Right.
You know, and a lot of people, you know, neglect thinking about those things.
Right.
And they get into these relationships. And if you're so insecure that you're afraid to be alone, you're going to stay in a relationship no matter what, even if you're unhappy and miserable, because you're just in terror that, oh my God, what am I going to do if I don't have anybody? Just like the heroin addict doesn't have his fix. It's the
right.
same.
And you know, you're going to be alone.
What's really interesting for me this time around is I'm not saying, oh, I'm alone again. That was like my story. That was my belief system. Now I try to, for the most part, I say, oh, I'm single. That doesn't mean I'm alone, because I have a dog. I have my friends. I have my work.
That's good. That's really good. You changed your story.
Yeah.
And you know what? And we have to know that we are. I said this to a couple of my friends, and then of course they said it back to me at one point. We all are born into this world alone.
And die alone.
And we leave alone.
Yes.
That's scary to think about that. But I used to think, you know, so how do you become that strong person alone? And when you want to have another person with you?
Well, I think the first thing is to kind of look at this love addiction and where did it start? You know, was there any early trauma? I think just being on this, the listeners just listening to this interview, they're already becoming conscious. They're already becoming aware. They're already making a decision. Gee, maybe I need to change things up a little bit. They're learning to stop looking for external solutions, that it's an inside job, not an outside job. They're going to look at their fears. They're going to really explore what it is they're afraid of. And they're going to get out of denial. Like, how often do you want someone to be something that they're not? You're going to actually, this is who this is who you're with. So you're going to move out of denial, and you're going to examine early suppressed trauma. Like, why do you pick unavailable people? Well, maybe your parents were unavailable. Maybe you were neglected. Maybe you were abused. In my case, I didn't have that early attachment. So that's one of the reasons why I picked unavailable people. And then you're going to start self-parenting and really loving that like little Kim.
Yeah, well, you know, people always say, would you do that to your child? Would you do that to your child? You have to think about that. Why are we so hard on each other and on ourselves? And really just, what are some exercises that we can do to allow healthy love into our lives and eliminate?
Make a list of important traits you want in a partner, our list, like what you were talking about. The universal laws of love will create the energy of the universe to bring you those things in a partner. So it's about the law of attraction. You know, visualize what it is that I want and call that in and affirm your intention to the universe that of what or who this ideal partner is and who it is you want to attract, and have faith the universe is going to bring that in. But you have to know what it is you want and what you deserve and what you're worthy of. You know, that's where I would start. If you have an issue with love addiction, there's meetings out there. You can get a great therapist. I work a lot with my clients on this subject, love addiction, addiction, codependency. You know, there could be even a spiritual solution, you know, to this issue. But there's help out there. There really is help.
And I just love it. You know, what is withdrawal?
It's an agonizing feeling. You feel empty. You're obsessive. You're panicking. A sense of not knowing who you are and the feeling you'll never find love again, like what we were talking about, just that terror that, oh, my God, no one's
anxious.
Ever,
that anxious that feeling, very angry, right?
You just feel like you're going to die.
Right.
The positive side of all of this is you have the opportunity to become whole again. So withdrawing is a time to meet yourself, like you were saying, mm-hmm. getting to know your authentic, precious self that you have been avoiding because mm-hmm. you're trying to fill yourself up with somebody else, and that can never be done. It's like you can't make two halves and make a whole. That's just not going to work. You have to be two wholes. So it's time for self-love, healing, and a healthier relationship and a healthier you.
Very cool. Very cool. I mean, you know what? It's time to just kind of put all your walls down and be truthful to yourself.
Be authentic.
Yeah.
Be authentic, and you'll find somebody authentic will be called to you. Absolutely.
I love it.
Do it for the right reasons, not because you are so afraid and fear-based.
There you go. Sherry, where do we find your book?
They can go to Amazon. The Marriage and Relationship Junkie, Kicking Your Obsession, is on Amazon. If they want, I have all kinds of free gifts on my website. If they want to know if they are a love addict, I have a quiz at sherrygaba.com. And I would love to hear from you.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Well, I always love you coming on the show.
The best.
And thank you so much.
Thank you, Kim.
I'm going to pop over to our next guest, and which is very similar. I love when, you know, the universe kind of just puts us all together.
Yeah,
that
really is a coincidence.
Yeah, it really is. And we've got Neil Strauss here. Neil, are you there?
Yeah, I was just listening to the tail end of that. It's so appropriate.
I know. I tell you, it always works out. And, of course, we're talking about your newest book. And, of course, that is The Truth, an eye-opening odyssey through love addiction, sex addiction, and extraordinary relationships. Wow. And I know that you had your last book, which was a game changer for you. And, of course, it was The Game, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So talk to us, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Yeah, no, I'm excited to be here. I think the simple version is really my books. I try to just solve different problems that I experience in my life, and if I find a solution, I share the good and the bad of it. And that started with just dating and lonely. Well, it's funny now that I think about it. The game was really about my fear that I would never be with anyone my entire life. And then the truth was my fear that, oh, God, can I really just be with one person for the rest of my life?
What did you think? Did you think you, I mean, I obviously we got to read your book, but do you think that you could be with one person?
I think the answer is, well, of course you can if you choose to do, and you can do anything you choose to do. But I also think we have a thought in our culture that, you know, that we measure a relationship by its length and not by its depth. And if we leave a relationship, it's seen as a failure.
Oh.
That is so interesting you said that, because I've had multiple relationships. And I was at this party last week, and I'm looking at their video montage. And they've been together 40 years. And I'm like, I will never have that. I will never have those 40 years with somebody. It's just not ever going to happen. And then I kind of had to reframe it and go, but oh, my God, I've had all these other experiences that they'll never have. So it's really interesting when you say that we now, we seem to think that being with someone long term is the only way.
Yeah, and I think the only failure is staying in a relationship longer than you should have it. And this is interesting. When I was doing the game, I would find interesting ways to start conversations with women, just ways to kind of learn about the world. And there's a question I would ask, I didn't think about it until you mentioned that, and I would ask people, you had your choice of two things. You could be one with one person for your entire life and have a 100% perfect relationship, or date multiple people, have a bunch of experience with new people, and then be in an 80% perfect relationship with someone. What would you choose? And what do you think most people chose?
Long term.
The 80%.
Really?
Yeah, I was shocked.
Well, you know why?
They'd rather be with more people?
No, long term.
No, I think he said...
Wait, did you say...
they would rather be with more people, more experiences, than have an 80% perfect relationship.
Oh, so it's really the opposite. Okay, so they'd rather be with more people.
They'd rather have the experiences.
Were these single people that were answering this?
Yes, they were single. I think, yeah, I would say they were most...
Yeah,
that's... I'd say 80% single people.
You know, it is interesting, I have to say, because, you know, if you... Marriage is hard, okay? And you have some good days and you have some bad days, and you have some good years and bad years, and the two people are never the same when you first started, and you kind of are growing. And do you grow up, you know, apart, or do you go together? So there's all those limiting, you know, things that you really just don't know what's going on and what the future holds. So I could see that in a sense, but, you know, it's kind of like what your morals are, I guess, right?
I think here's what I think it is. I think there's nothing moral or immoral about staying in or leaving a relationship. Morals are more about your honesty and your integrity, right? But what I think it is about, like, is, are you blaming everything on your partner, or are you taking ownership and responsibility for what's happening?
Absolutely.
And to really kind of open up, you know, I recently had a discussion with my wife, because it's interesting how when you have a child, everything changes, and she was, you know, upset. She felt, and again, I have a pretty great job. I can write and be with the child a lot, but she just felt like I wasn't.
So are you married now?
Married now. Thanks to all the stuff that I did, and I'm definitely, you know, going back to what Sherry was talking about, I would definitely go be, I was a love avoidant for sure.
Okay.
Love addict. If
you want. Oh, how did you work through that?
So here's how I worked through it. First of all, I worked through it by cheating, breaking up, sabotaging everything, seeing what an idiot I am, and then realizing, okay, I'm really broken to break the heart of someone I love, to ruin my chances of the future. We were just dating back then, you know, to violate my own integrity, my own moral code, all these things. So I went to sex addiction rehab, and I didn't even think I was a sex addict. I just went there, and that's when I started to see the things that Cherry's talking about and things that are also in my book, which is awesome, which is to see these unconscious patterns I was living out that were programmed by my early childhood caregivers. And I was like, oh my God.
Wow, that's really interesting.
And then the most frustrating part is then when you see them, but you're still living them out. Just seeing them is not enough to change them. And then you're like, oh, here I am doing the dumb thing again.
Yeah, because
is
it
yourself up and go into shame.
We watch and it's instilled in us, right?
Well, we're wired to repeat what we know. And so the biggest challenge for people that have early trauma like yourself and myself is that people that are available are really frightening. We say that we want it, and I would always blame, oh, they're just unavailable. You know, the truth is I was unavailable to myself.
Yeah, no, exactly. Exactly. There's a saying that your results reveal your intentions.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so you're really scared of intimacy, but you're like falling in love and trying to find love, but it keeps not working out with your unconscious intentions.
You're really pushing people away, right?
Yeah, you're either pushing people away, you're picking people who are unavailable, or as soon as you kind of start to get what you want, you get scared and self-sabotage. Mm.
So how did you just finally, like, walk through that and just go, I'm ready for somebody available, you know, and I'm ready? I mean, did you make a list of what was important to you and just decided to just walk through it, even though it was uncomfortable?
No, I think everybody who makes that list should then apply all those criteria to themselves and work on it themselves, so they'll find the right partner. I really think that list should be about you.
I think that is so smart, Neil. I'm telling you, I think you have to work on yourself, and then the partner or the person in your life will appear. Because if you're out there having fun and you've kind of grown to who you are, then you're going to attract that person.
Well, I'm just thinking about the women that I work with. You know, there's so many things that they're looking for. And the one thing that a lot of these older women are looking for are, I want someone to, you know, and I'm not in that category because I can take care of myself, but they want someone to take care of them.
Yes.
So what would you say to that person?
Here's who you're going to find. You're going to find somebody who is, I'm sure you've used the word before, enmeshed. What you're going to find is somebody who took care of a parent emotionally, probably, and then they get their worth and value by being in a power relationship where they're taking care of someone else.
Wow.
So they're going to get in a relationship, they're going to start taking care of you, and then they're going to find that your neediness is bottomless, and then they're going to kind of give up and start cheating or acting out some way outside the marriage.
Very interesting. Okay, so I have a question. Okay, so is it natural to be faithful to one person for life?
I think, you know, it's interesting, and I think it's funny. When I started this book, the idea was monogamy doesn't make sense. Like, you know, it's just something the Catholic Church, the creed in the 9th century, it's not natural to people. I talked to Helen Fisher and all the leading, Christopher Ryan, all these leading evolutionary biologists who talked about how we're naturally wired for relationships. And I think the leading theory is Helen Fisher, who says we're supposed to be in relationships for, she says, serial monogamy with clandestine adultery, which means we're in a relationship for about 8 years, enough time to have a child in 7 or 8 years, and for the child to be able to walk and move about on its own, and then we cheat in the meantime. And like, what a horrible life to look forward to. And then I kind of realized is like, how sad is it? Like, we really have a choice in the matter, and I think whatever we choose to do, we should be able to do. And if we can't do it, then there's probably an underlying trauma. And I think as you guys were saying earlier, like, we can be faithful to someone for a life if we choose to, but I think if you choose, someone told me this and I think was really great. It was like, okay, if you really want to be with somebody else, then have that discussion with your partner. And if they feel like it wouldn't be good for the relationship to be with someone else, then you can choose that being with someone else is more important to you than the relationship.
That makes so much sense right there. It's about being honest. So yeah. It really goes back to being honest. You have to respect the people in your life. And if you're not happy, but you don't know how to communicate, then that's your problem.
And then it takes the power away if you communicate. If you're letting that other person know what you're thinking or what your fears are or what your desires are or what you're unhappy with, then it just takes the power away, and then you're less likely to act out.
Exactly. And, like, when you take away someone's control and their agency and their choice, it really is there's just nothing that good that comes of it. I really know a few people who are in these extramarital affairs who are, like, you know, happy lying next to their partner at night, knowing what's going on, and hiding their phone, and then telling their partner, why are you so paranoid? And they call it crazy making, right?
So let me ask you something. Do you think that when people go out of their marriage and they find a different partner, is it ever better?
I have a friend who used to sort of be he was the other guy
in
relationships. His so-called specialty was being a woman's other partner. He had something called the 80-20 rule. He said someone gets 80% from their partner. He's like, I just offer them the 20% they're not getting. And then if they ever break up, they see that all they're getting is 20%.
All right. So do you think, and I do want to remind anybody that's horrible, but I think
the real point is this.
Can't get everything from one person.
Yeah, you should be giving it to yourself.
Exactly.
B, when your affair seems amazing, don't forget that the secrecy is part of it. You're just getting needs that aren't met by your partner met, and then all of a sudden the partner goes away. and after a while you might realize that you don't have it.
Yeah, I get it. Okay, and really quick, do you think we can keep passion and romance from fading over time?
Oh, for sure. I
love that. That's the most positive thing we've talked about so far.
The biggest mistake people make is and this goes back to the discussion you've been having, is they parentalize their partner. They turn that partner into, like, you know, dad or mom to take care of me.
Or we take care of them.
Go ahead.
Or you take care of them. I mean, I'm thinking of my ex-husband, alcoholic.
That is so true.
If you become their parent, forget it. Romance is dead.
Yeah. They don't want to sleep with their parents.
No,
yeah,
it's dead.
No,
it's gone.
That is wow.
So true.
You have to have that fun. I love it, Neil. This was so fun. I love your book. I want to have you back on because there's so much more.
This is like,
I know. I love it. Where can we find your book?
You can just search my name, Neil Strauss. It's at all the retailers online.
So in like 2 seconds, because I just want to ask you, what do you think you found from all of this? What is the truth?
Yeah, the truth is, like, I will say it super bluntly, is like your relationship has nothing to do with the other person.
Ooh, I love it. We carry our own baggage.
Exactly. And as you said, like, I think the goal of life is just, they say in, like, I haven't been to AA, but they say in AA, like, sweep your own side of the street. So just, I'm sure you guys say it 1,000 times, but like, if I could get on my knees and like beg everyone something.
Wow.
Almost everyone's doing it, like, stop trying to change the other person.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. B, it puts you in that parental situation that you don't want to be in.
It all comes back to acceptance,
that you can accept it or you can't.
Very cool. Yeah. Neil Strauss, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. I'd love to have you back. And, of course, his book, The Truth. Where can we find it?
Just everywhere online and in all the bookstores. Support your brick and mortars.
I love it. All right.
And I will check out Sherry's book. Thank you.
Okay.
Oh,
there
thanks.
You go. And definitely share my show with everyone.
Yes, done.
You got it. All right. We are at the end of our show. Did that
what?
Go fast?
Oh, my God.
Or what?
Awesome.
All right. Well, I want to make sure everybody has a great Cinco de Mayo, Relay for Life. Come visit us at the Beer Fest. And I've got a booth there. Definitely stop by there. And, of course, I always like to end our show with a moment of happiness. Our thoughts determine our reality. Really true in this situation that we've been talking about. And, again, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I'll talk to you next week. Took the midnight